So the invitation has landed. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be at the White House with a bowl of shamrock for the traditional St. Patrick's Day ceremony. For the latest, we're joined by Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror. Confirmed this morning, Louise, but fair to say maybe that this was pretty much the expectation in political circles.
It was, and this Wednesday, the 12th of March date, is a date that many of us in Leinster House have been hearing and had believed was the date that Micheál Martin would meet US President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. So the invitation has arrived. I don't think there was any ever real feeling that it wouldn't. The work, I understand, between the teams in Washington and the teams in Dublin, particularly in the embassies, has been at an advanced stage for quite a while, but I guess there is always that niggling feeling with the Trump administration. You never know quite what's going to happen. So I think there is going to be much relief in government buildings this morning that invitation has arrived, that Micheál Martin is not going to Washington for no reason, or going to Washington to not go to the Oval Office, which has happened before, we have seen. So he's finally getting to the Oval Office, and it's understood that he is delighted to both receive and accept that invitation. So there will be a lot of pressure on him heading over there now.
And President Macron and Prime Minister Starmer have already walked that tightrope in recent days. What will Taoiseach Micheál Martin want to achieve?
I think they have both really set the standard now, and it was quite remarkable watching the President Macron and the Prime Minister of the UK in over recent days meeting Donald Trump, and in some instances kind of fact-checking him in real life and really putting across their point. We have heard that in the last couple of days, since even Emmanuel Macron was in the Oval Office, that these new tariffs might be introduced on Europe. And, you know, Micheál Martin might be the first European leader to visit President Trump since, and the first leader from the European Union to really have to push the bloc's point across. The other big momentous thing that is happening today is that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to meet Donald Trump, and we're going to hear more details of that mineral deal that is being bashed out at the moment between the two countries. And we will hear possibly and hopefully if that will lead to some kind of peace. So that will all be on Micheál Martin to have to discuss. Don't forget, you have then the Irish interests, you have the Irish in America, you have the undocumented Irish. And that's coming at a really important time, probably more important than ever, when we know that President Trump is looking at how to deport people of all ethnicities and all kind of nationalities. So again, there will be a lot of pressure on Micheál Martin. And then there's also the unknown and the banana skin. What is President Trump going to say? How does Micheál Martin react? What does he say about Israel, which of course, and Gaza, which is of course another big topic. So a lot of pressure and a lot of things to get through.
Switching to domestic politics, Louise, the Doyle speaking rights row continues to rumble on with a defining vote on the controversial issue, now slated for some time after St. Patrick's Day. But I guess, will the public have the patience for a continuation of the dispute because it's already delaying the setting up of Oireachtas committees? Our reporter, Ethna Dodd, has been finding out.
The government made a mistake in not considering this issue before it went into the Dáil many weeks ago.
Gerard Howlin, public affairs consultant and Irish Times columnist, says 6 weeks into the Dáil speaking rights row, the public needs a working parliament, including Oireachtas committees. As the vote on speaking rights is not on the Dáil schedule for next week, an end to this dispute is at least a fortnight away.
I think the public is going to get tired. I'm not sure who they will blame or who they will hold most to account. But it is important that Oireachtas committees work. There can be no committee stage consideration of legislation, which is where the nuts and bolts, line by line consideration bills takes place. There can be no meetings of the PAC with the Controller and Auditor General to forensically consider the public accounts of public bodies. So this work is important, and its absence cumulatively week after week will take a toll in terms of the proper scrutiny and examination of the government and the public service.
What do you think of the Dáil speaking rights row?
I think it's quite childish, and I think normally I wouldn't get involved in these things, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael should grow up, and fair is fair.
I think it's largely due to the fact that it's our first female Cean Comhairle, and men generally don't respect women's voices as much as they respect another man's.
So do you think it's going to get resolved, or what would you hope to happen?
I don't know. I feel like it's unfair on both sides. Like, there's a protocol for how things should be done, and that's not being followed, so it's unfair for all parties.
I don't really follow it that much. You know, hopefully they'll sort it out, but I have my own problems. Oh, I think they're wasting their time. They should just get on and manage the country. I mean, there's so much to be sorted out in this country. I can see both sides, but, you know, it's just a farce at the moment.
Do you know which side you'd pick?
No, I don't actually. And I suppose I'd be more or the government side normally, but as in those parties. But I think there's been, you know, supplying whatever that thing we were doing before, and they were in the opposition and they're not in the cabinet. So, you know, they have to have a right to say something at some point in time. And I know Michael Lowry is probably a challenge for everybody. Nobody wants to forget the past, I think, as well. There's a bit of that too.
A bit of confusion there, Louise Byrne, on just exactly what is at stake here in this issue, but also clearly people wanting politicians to get on and do the job in the face of an awful lot of big problems coming down the line. To what extent do you think this is going to get sorted by ways of compromise, or is it more likely that this is just going to be put to a Dáil vote in the coming weeks and that's going to be the end of it?
I certainly don't think there's going to be any compromise, and I think that was very, you know, evident from both that Dáil Reform Committee on Wednesday evening when it was put to a vote, when both members of the opposition and the government, in fairness, thought they were in that room, thought they were making, you know, good progress. And one source described it to me as the most constructive meeting that gathering had since that committee was set up. And so they were quite surprised when that was put to a vote. And you could see it yesterday in the Dáil Chamber as well, Taoiseach Simon Harris very much saying that the matter was closed. There was a vote at the Dáil Reform Committee. There will be a vote in the Dáil. I think where the danger is here is that's not going to happen for maybe a fortnight. They didn't get it done in time. The standing orders won't be written in time to have a vote upon it next week. And there's all kind of complexities about how much notice you need to give someone that they are voting on something. But then the following week, as we've already discussed, is the St. Patrick's Day recess. It's happening the week before St. Patrick's Day, but none of the TDs will be there. All the ministers will be jetting off across the country. So it'll be the week of the 17th, the actual St. Patrick's week, when the Dáil is back on that Wednesday before there's a chance to have a vote on this at all. And that creates a danger zone for the government next week. We heard it during leaders' questions several times in the Dáil yesterday, and quite heated and quite tetchy scenes between the government and the opposition. There was a lot of heckling going on between both sides of the House, and Micheál Martin will be back in the Dáil on Tuesday to answer leaders' questions. Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, is not happy about this at all, so he will have to face her down next week. And I suppose really the bigger question is what's going to happen here? What are the opposition going to do? They've already withdrawn pairs, which is when a member of the opposition doesn't vote if a government member is abroad or if they're sick or if they're on government business, to cancel out their vote. And it kind of, you know, balances it all out.
Yeah.
So that's already been withdrawn. Could we be looking at walkouts? Could we be looking at the disruption of committees? Could we be looking at the disruption of Dáil business? The opposition are saying it's all on the table, but what that will actually result in, I think we're yet to see.
Just one last question. The Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, has been on social media and he says, last night a flight chartered by my department left Dublin for Tbilisi, Georgia, with 32 people who'd previously received deportation orders. What more can you tell us about that, Louise?
So this is, and the press release from Minister O'Callaghan's Department of Justice said this is the recommencing of charter deportation. So it's an indication perhaps that it might be one of the first to come. But this was under a contract signed by the state last November for the provision of charter aircraft for deportation purposes. And we've heard quite a lot about, you know, people who have received deportation orders, whether they're leaving voluntarily or not, or whether there's some kind of mechanism to ask these people to go home and ensure that they have gone home when their asylum applications haven't been granted. So like you say, Minister O'Callaghan saying the first of those went last night and 32 people sent back to Georgia and have now returned home safely. So an interesting development, and certainly not the last we're going to see of them, I wouldn't imagine.
Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror, thank you very much for joining us.